Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate so much you tuning in, and we hope that you listen for the duration of the program, but we intend to speak only those things from God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time we say something on the program that you agree or disagree with, or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject you'd like for us to spend time and consider to study on the program, please, we'd love to hear from you, and you can contact us by the address given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastabbotville.org. I heard of a preacher one time that took a graduate course on 1 Corinthians at a local denominational seminary, and the professor was a kind man. He was well trained academically, and he was a very religious man. In fact, the preacher said one time he walked into his office and the professor was engaged in private prayer, so clearly his devotion to God was quite obvious. But one day in the class, when a female student expressed disagreement with Paul's teaching about the submissive role of women, the professor nodded, and here's a statement that he made, quote, "Well, Paul was a part of the culture of his day, and so he taught his churches that women had a different God-given role than men. I may not agree with Paul, but that's what he taught," end of quote. You know, this kind of liberal attitude toward inspiration and Bible authority, it's everywhere in our day, and it exists even among those who are very religious. Some people completely reject the idea that the Bible is inspired of God. They hold what we would call a naturalistic view of the world, meaning that they don't allow even for the possibility of any kind of miracles or certainly miraculous divine revelation. Other people, sort of like that professor, they are not naturalists. They believe that the Bible is God's Word in some sense, and they are, as we've said, sincerely devoted people. But they don't identify the teaching of the Bible writer with God's Word itself. What I'm saying is they view the authors of Scripture, the human authors, the men that wrote the Scriptures, they view them as fallible. And they're saying that, well, these men point us in the direction of truth, but their teachings are not the same as the truth. Well, friends, this attitude is certainly illustrated by a man by the name of Paul Van Buren, who wrote a book called According to the Scriptures. And like so many today, Van Buren, he was a religious man. He considered himself to be a Christian. But his academic work is based upon the assumption that the writers of, or rather, the apostles that wrote the New Testament, that the things they wrote are not inherently the Word of God. He assumes that when the New Testament books were first written, they were merely possessed, and here's a quote, potential status as revelation, end of quote, rather than them being authoritative from the very outset. You see, he says these writings became authoritative as they were accepted as such by men. And here's another quote from Van Buren. He says, "God had made it possible that human words might become the words of God." That's found on page 52 of his book. So, in the minds of many people today, the scriptures are not verbally and plainly inspired. And for that reason, they cannot constitute an authoritative standard. The writings of the apostles, according to many people today, are not truth itself. They only lead us to the truth, something that's separate and apart from the writings themselves. So, question, who determines what truth is? Who decides what parts of the Bible are to be followed and what parts need not to be followed? Well, the answer for that is simple: human beings. Human beings, of course, either a recognized official body of believers or the individual Christian himself decides. Friends, this concept explains why so many people feel free to not agree with what an apostle of Jesus taught. Whether we want to call it liberalism or neo-orthodoxy, it goes by many names, but whatever one calls it, it's a view at odds with what the apostles affirmed about their own messages. Paul told the Thessalonians in 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 13, "When you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the words of men, but for what it really is, the word of God." See, God's truth is not something to which the apostles leads us. It's not something other than their teaching at all. God's truth is the apostles' teaching. In fact, Paul made a statement in Corinthians, and I don't know how it could be said and be any plainer. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 37. "The things which I write to you are the Lord's commandment." Friends, the apostles never tolerated any so-called Christian disagreeing with them. You know, John said that one's fellowship with God was dependent upon being in fellowship with the apostles who were witnesses. Let's look at 1 John chapter 1 and begin our reading with verse 1. "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, concerning the word of life, the life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us. That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ." See, He wrote these things about those who declined to accept His teaching. In 1 John, let's move on over to the fourth chapter, 1 John chapter 4. And there let us begin our reading with verse 5. "They are of the world, therefore they speak as of the world, and the world hears them. We are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." So, see, again, John wrote this about those who declined to accept his teaching. They are not of the world because they speak as from the world, and the world listens to them. But the clear affirmation is made when John says, "We," talking about himself and the apostles, "we are from God. He who knows God listens to us. He that is not from God does not listen to us." You know, when you think about it, if it had been the attitude of the Bereans, they would never have accepted the teaching of Jesus as being crucified. We read about them in Acts 17 when Paul had to be run out of Thessalonica by night. It says that in verse 10, the brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. When they arrived, they went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness, and they searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. Therefore many of them believed, and also not a few of the Greeks, prominent women as well as men. So that's the attitude that we see of the Bereans. They gladly received the word, but they double-checked to make sure the things that were being spoken. But then on the other hand, we should not read the scriptures with the attitudes of those in the city of Athens did. The problem with the mind and the attitude of the Athenians was that they were just constantly desiring to find something new. Notice Acts 17, verse 21. For all the Athenians and the foreigners who were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new thing. You see, being an open-minded disciple does not mean being novel for novelty's sake, or just simply being different to be different. In avoiding one extreme, we must not go to the other. Now, true disciples of Christ will seek to improve their knowledge of God's truth, but they will operate on the conditions that it must be that truth is everything the scriptures taught centuries ago. No matter how religious a person might be, if he understands a biblical writer's teaching and rejects it, he's rejected the authoritative word of God. Friends, to disagree with an apostle is to disagree with God and with Christ. So, to reject what the apostles wrote in the scriptures is to reject the truth. And we need to be careful to understand that to disagree with the interpretation of a passage, certainly it must be that we are going contrary to what truth is. God's word is truth. And we see from a passage in Hebrews the order in which God's word was handed down to us. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1. Therefore we must give the more earnest heed to the things that we've heard, lest we drift away. For if the word spoken through angels proved steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed to us by those who heard him? God also bearing witness with them, with signs and wonders, various miracles and works of the Holy Spirit, according to his will. Jesus came to this world to speak only the things that God gave him to speak. He spoke those things to these men that he appointed as apostles. When, just before he was to be crucified, he assured them that he was not going to leave them without a comforter, but he would send to them, these apostles, the Holy Spirit, who would guide them into all truth. And friends, before the last apostle laid down his pen, all truth had been revealed, or else Jesus did not know what he was talking about. Friends, we have all truth, thanks to the inspired writings of the apostles, who gave to us not the words of men, but the word of God. We see our time is up. Thank you so much for listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow, and it's till then that we bid you a pleasant good day, and now return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastaprettville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.